Let's open in a word of prayer.
我们一起开始祷告。
Father, as we come before you examining your word,
天父，当我们一起来看你的话语的时候，
we pray that you would give us ears to hear,
求你给我们能听的耳朵，
and hearts to be obedient to what is found within,
也给我们一颗顺服你的心来遵行你的话语，
that we may better love and serve you. We pray in your Son's precious name. Amen. Over the past several months, we've had the opportunity to look fairly closely at the Ten Commandments. And we realize, we acknowledge that as a New Testament church, we are not under the law. The law was given to the people of Israel to be their code of conduct. And so the law to the church is not prescriptive. It does not prescribe or order a Christian how we ought to live. Instead, the New Testament goes into greater detail about how a person is to live than simply the Ten Commandments. If the command simply stood, "Thou shalt not kill," does that say anything about beating a person up? No.
没有，他没有讲。
If it says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery,"
他说不可奸淫。
Does that speak anything to our culture about pornography?
那但他有没有对我们今天在这个充满了色情的文化有任何的讲到任何的东西呢？
And the answer is no.
也没有。
See, these things, when we look at the law at its surface,
如果我们只是表面的来看这些律法，
if we were to ask people here, "Have you ever committed murder or committed adultery?" Most in this room would probably say, "No, I have not." But the New Testament goes so much deeper, as we saw last week. Or rather, last time. We learned that for murder,
我们知道杀人,
yes, of course, murder is wrong.
杀人当然是错的,
but what's just as bad is hatred in your heart towards another.
同样糟糕的,
and Jesus himself describes that hatred as murder. Adultery is bad. But what's just as bad as adultery is the heart sin of lust. And so Jesus says, "He who looks after a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already in his heart." And so although 21st century Christians are not under the Mosaic law, the New Testament is much more stringent in her commands to believers today. We've seen how at least nine out of these Ten Commandments are directly listed within the New Testament. The exception here is the Sabbath law. But the Sabbath is found within principles of the New Testament. So within these Ten Commandments, we can see examples of how we ought to live. And as we saw from our memory verse this morning, The eighth and the ninth commands are seemingly simple. Commandment number eight, thou shalt not steal. And so there's a recognition of some private property. If it's not yours, don't take it. And thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Or we could simplify, thou shalt not lie. And thus we have a recognition that truth is the highest public morality. But I submit unto you that if we were to simply say, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie,
如果我们仅仅是简单的说,你不可以偷盗,你不可以撒谎,
that most of us would still try to figure out a way to get around the law.
我们当中可能大部分的人仍然会有自己的办法, 然后来规避这样的律法。
Thou shalt not lie.
你不可以撒谎。
Well, I didn't lie, I just bent the truth a little bit.
你会说我没有撒谎, 我只是把这个真相扭曲了一点点。
If you're a child and your mother tells you to go clean your room,
如果你是个孩子, 你妈妈告诉你去打扫你的房间,
and you have a pile of dirty socks on the floor,
你在地上有一堆脏袜子,
and so in the action of cleaning the room, you shove the pile of dirty socks underneath the bed,
所以说你打扫你房间的办法就是你把那堆脏袜子藏到你的床下面。
And your mother asks you, did you clean your room?
妈妈问你, 你有没有打扫干净你的房间呢?
And you say, yes, mommy, I cleaned my room.
她说, 是的, 妈妈, 我打扫干净我房间了。
And to an extent, it looks like you cleaned your room.
表面上看起来好像你是打扫干净了你的房间。
But everyone knows you didn't clean your room.
但是我们都知道你, 其实你根本没有打扫干净。
You bent the truth.
你把那个真相给扭曲了。
And you may not have exactly lied,
你可能没有, 表面上来说你没有撒谎,
but as we're going to see this morning,
但是这个早上我们将要看到的是,
the problem in itself is not necessarily stealing and lying.
问题的本身并不仅仅是就是偷盗或者是撒谎,
the problem is much deeper.
问题实际上是更深的层面上。
In fact, it is a matter of the heart. And a matter of the mind. And so instead of looking at the eighth and ninth commandments,
因此,
I would like to look at them by means of application of another passage of Scripture. Mainly what we read this morning in Ephesians chapter 4. And let me give you a brief bit of background to the book of Ephesians. The church in the city of Ephesus was planted by the Apostle Paul. And a number of years later, Paul is in prison in Rome and he writes this letter. And his focus in this letter is really all about the unity of the church. And so if you want to understand the unity of the church, you begin in Ephesians chapter 1, and the basis of the unity of the church is what God as a triune God has done for the church through the gospel. So God the Father chose us.
天父父神向我们显明,
the Son is the one in whom we have redemption, who died for us.
圣子耶稣基督, 我们在他里面得蒙救赎,
the Spirit is the one by whom we are sealed. So then when we get to the second chapter of Ephesians, Paul begins clearly with another statement of the gospel, how that at one time you were dead. And that God made you alive and raised you up to sit together with Christ. And that word to sit together is a corporate idea. And so in case you don't understand this idea of a unified church, towards the end of Ephesians chapter 2, he takes Jewish people and Gentile people. And a group of two people who are completely different. One of whom has always seen themselves as the people of God, the people under God's law. And Gentiles being the people on the outside. And the Holy God takes people from both groups and he puts them into one new body, the body of Christ. So in chapter 3, he describes really how this church gathers together, and it was the plan of God from the beginning. And so then the fourth chapter, which is where we're looking this morning, he begins to specifically describe how ought we to live as a church. And so then we ask the question this morning, how ought a Christian to live? And here we really have three sets of commands and four examples that we'll look at this morning. The first command is found in verses 17 through 19. And here I have said that we need to walk away from darkness. And this is what Scripture says. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
所以我说,且在主里确实地说, 你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事, 他们心底昏昧,与神所赐的生命隔绝了,都因自己无知,心里刚硬,良心既然丧尽,就放纵私欲,贪行种种的污秽.
And here you have Paul comparing how they used to live as non-believers, as non-Christians.
这里我们看到保罗在比较,就是他们曾经当不信的时候,作为不信的人, 非基督徒的时候,
the unbelieving Gentile pagan. And here we see the pagan in two senses, his internal life and his external life. Internally, in verse 17, he's walking in the vanity of the mind. In verse 18, he has his understanding darkened. And his position is he is alienated from the life of God through ignorance. And it says that his heart is blinded. This is a man who cannot see. This is a man who has an inability to understand the love of God. He doesn't understand the grace of God. He has no understanding of the gospel. And it says that his understanding is darkened. Paul uses this metaphor as well in 2 Corinthians. Let me read you a few verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 3-6. This is what Scripture says. If our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. In this passage, the darkness that is in the heart, the blindness is caused by the God of this world, or Satan himself. That which dispels the darkness is belief in the gospel of Christ. And so God takes blinded eyes and makes them see. And so when we take this understanding back into Ephesians chapter
4,
what Paul is saying when he's commanding them to walk not as the other Gentiles walk. He's making a direct distinction between how believers live and how unbelievers live. And so for Paul commanding for them to not walk as Gentiles, I think that we can rightly surmise that it is possible for a believer to live as an unbeliever, at least for a time. And thus they can live, verse 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. So it is possible for a believer to live as an unbeliever. But the Apostle Paul says to walk away from that darkness. If the gospel is the light, and you have believed the gospel, then there is no reason whatsoever for you to try to live the same manner as an unsaved person. Do your friends at school, do those whom you work with, do the people in your neighborhood, if they were to simply examine your life and to speak to you honestly, would they be able to say that you are living your life as a Christian? Or do they even think that you are a Christian because you live the same way that they live? So we are to walk away from darkness. Second,
第二点,
you're supposed to recognize your position.
Verse
20 and 21. And Paul says, but you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. And so he says, don't walk like the Gentiles have. And he uses a very strong disjunctive statement here. He breaks off from that statement. And says, although it's possible for you to walk in darkness, you have not learned Christ that way. You have had brilliant light shined into your heart. You have had blinders torn away. As the blind man once, who was healed by Jesus, said, once, this one thing I know, once I was blind and now I can see. And so as a believer, as one who has had the blinders torn off of your eyes, there is a certain way which you must live. A way which is pleasing to Christ. I view verse 21 as almost a warning. You have not learned Christ. In verse 21, you have the condition, if so be that you have heard him. And have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. See, the only way that you can expect to walk away from darkness is if you have already had the light shine into you. And as we saw in 2 Corinthians 4, that light is the gospel message. Which is exactly what we celebrated this morning. And remembering that Christ died for your sins. That he was buried and that he rose again.
他被埋葬,
forever proving that your sins can be taken away. And so if you have not come to a point of faith in your life, to believing in Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then you have not heard him and you have not been taught by him. And you are blind and you are walking in the darkness. Or maybe to you, the whole Christian life is simply an opportunity to get together with other people in a social fashion that you haven't had before. And you've never put your faith in him. Or maybe to you, your husband or your wife became a Christian. And you say to yourself, well, if they're a Christian, I might as well try to be one too.
你可能就在想,
but you've been faking it this whole time. And you've been pretending And you don't really believe the gospel. If that is the case, you have not heard him, you have not been taught by him, and you are still blind. And you will walk in darkness. So how then ought a Christian to live? Number one, he must walk away from the darkness. Number two, he must recognize his position. And number three, he must put off, then renew, and put on. Look at verses 22-24. That ye put off concerning the former manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, after that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And here we have a series of three commands. Number one, put off. And he tells you what you're supposed to put away. It's concerning the former manner of life, back when you were living like a Gentile. It's the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. This is the sin nature that dwells within the believer. And he says to put it off. To put it away. Now that doesn't mean that a believer will never sin. But what it means is he's actively living his life in a manner to be controlled by God and the Holy Spirit. And so after he puts off, number verse 23, he has to be renewed in the spirit of the mind. You remember the problem that the Gentiles had. It was first a problem of the mind, of the heart, of the understanding. And through the mind, thus the actions were carried out in the body. And here in verse 22, you put off the sins, the outward sins of the body. And you work actively towards renewing the mind. So how do we cleanse the mind from the filth, from the dirtiness that is within, from the sin? We have to fill our minds with God Himself. And the means by which God has revealed Himself is in His Holy Scriptures. And the means by which we communicate with God is through prayer. And the means by which we can better understand the Scriptures is through Christian fellowship and hearing teaching from other believers. And then after being renewed in the mind, it says you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And thus it's not simply enough to say, stop lying and start telling the truth.
因此那就说不是仅仅是说你不要再撒谎了，然后要说实话。
It's stop lying, change the way that your mind works, and then start telling the truth.
而是说你要停下来，不能再说谎了，然后你要更新你的心思，然后开始讲真话。
You have to change your opinion of what truth actually is.
你要改变你对真理的看法。
That it's the reality, the world, and the way that God sees it.
也就是神他看这个世界他的实际。
Let me give you four examples from this passage of how this works now.
下面我来给你四方面的例子，来看这段经文是如何的来应用的。
The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness.
第九个命令说你不可以做假见证。
Is found here in verse 25.
可以在这边的25节里面可以读到。
So we put off the old man.
你把这个旧人脱去。
We renew the mind. And we then replace the action. And verse 25 says, therefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
25节说，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，
Children,
孩子们,
when was the last time you told a lie to your parents or to your school teacher? Adults?
成年人,
when was the last time that you lied maybe to your boss or to a coworker about the work that you're doing? A couple of weeks ago, it was April 15th.
是4月15号。
April 15th is a very important holiday in the American life.
4月15号在美国人的生活里面是一个非常重要的节日。
It's when your taxes are due.
也就是说你该交税的时候。
Were you honest completely, 100% with what you owe on your taxes?
就是你
A number of you are here on an immigrant visa. And your visa determines what you are able to do in this country. Maybe some of you are here today and you're actually here in this country illegally. And thus, just by being in this country, you are living a life of a lie. Perhaps some of you are here underneath a student visa. And you're not really attending school, but you're working. And thus you are living your life as a lie. And he says in verse 25, we put away lying.
在25节这边说,
but it's not simply enough to put away lying. You have to replace the action of lying with speaking the truth. The second example. Verse 26 and 27. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil.
生气却不要犯罪, 不可含怒到日落, 也不可给魔鬼留地步。
You are a sinful human being.
你是一个罪性, 有罪性的一个人,
and I am a sinful human being.
我也是一个罪性的人,
and if you spend enough time around me,
如果你跟我待足够长的时间,
I will probably do something that makes you angry.
很有可能我会做一些事情能激怒你,
And it frustrates you. And you get upset with me. Here's what it says. Be angry and do not sin. There is a sense in which there is a righteous anger where you're angry over someone's sin. And being a sinful human being, there will be flashes of anger. And when that anger comes, how you respond is extremely important to your Christian life. Maybe you stand up and yell and scream and stomp. Maybe you get violent and you raise a fist, or you actually swing at something or someone. Maybe you begin using words that ought not to be used by Christians and swearing at people. This is not the right response when anger comes. And he says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And the principle here is that if you're going to be angry, don't be angry for very long. And so we can imply that you replace anger with forgiveness. And if you are not willing to forgive,
verse 27,
you do give place to the devil in your life. You are walking in darkness. You are not walking in light. So you replace lying with the truth. You replace anger with forgiveness. Verse 28, you replace stealing with work. The scripture says, let him that stole steal no more, rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. And I'd like you here to note the reason for working. It's not for some sort of definition of success. For a high position, for prestige, for power. It's not that you grow wealth, for that you would grow wealthy. It's that you may have in order to, that you may give to those who need. And so if you are stealing, if you're stealing maybe to try to meet your own needs, or because you think that you want something that you can't have otherwise, you replace stealing with work. And from work flows generosity. The first three examples we saw were lying, anger, and theft. We'll end with the example of inappropriate language. Verse 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
29节, 污秽的言语, 一句不可出口, 只要随时说造就人的好话, 叫听见的人得益处。
Did you know that there is language that Christians ought not to use?
你知道吗? 作为一个基督徒, 有些语言你是不应该用的。
There are certain words that, translated into any language, they are profanity.
在不管你是用什么样的语言, 都是有些词汇, 那是污秽的, 不好的。
There are words that when used improperly and pointed in the direction of a person, they cut and they hurt.
还有一些话语是那种不合适的、不合宜的, 你用出这些话的时候, 你会伤害到别人。
And so he says, replace the inappropriate language with godly speech that builds up others. So that your speech may minister grace unto those who hear you. And he ends in verse 30 by saying, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
他结束的时候,30章这边说,不要叫神的圣灵担忧,你们原是受了他的印记,等候得赎的日子来到。
Let me ask you a few questions this morning.
这个早上我要问你几个问题。
If you are here and you are professing to be a believer,
如果你在这里,你也承认你是一个基督徒,
are you living a life that's characterized by lies?
你的生命当中是不是典型的就是撒谎?
Are you an angry person?
你是不是一个容易发怒的人?
Do you ever steal?
你有没有偷过东西?
Children, do you ever steal from your parents or from your teacher?
孩子们,你有没有 偷你父母亲的东西或者你老师的东西?
Have you cheated on a test? That too is stealing.
如果你在考试的时候你作弊,那个本身也是偷窃。
Parents, do you ever steal from your place of work?
父母亲,你们有没有在你工作的场所,从工作的地方偷东西回来?
Do you ever use the company copier for personal use without permission?
你有没有用,因为自己的原因来用公司的这些
Or borrow from the company office supplies in order for your personal use. Such actions are stealing. How's your language that you use? Does it please God and build up others? Or is it corrupt? Or maybe you're here this morning. And you would say that I have been walking in darkness. I don't know what it's like to live in the light. Because I am blind and I have never seen the light. Have you put your faith in Christ for the forgiveness of your sins? Let me end by reading to you verses 31 and 32 here. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
So how then ought we to live?
那么我们该如何的来生活?
We need to walk away from darkness.
We need
to recognize our position in Christ.
We need
to put on, off, we need to renew our minds, and we need to put on. Let's close in word of prayer. Father, your word gives us a plan by which we are to change as believers.
天父, 你的话语告诉我们, 作为信徒, 我们的生活的计划应该是什么样的, 来改变自己。
We pray, Father, that you would use your Spirit through your word.
天父, 我们求你, 让你的灵借着你的话语,
to help us to identify areas in our lives where we are falling short of your grace. And we pray, Father, that you would do a work that would change our hearts, our minds, and our lives. To put us into the image of your Son. And it's in His precious name that we pray. Amen.